Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Steaming Along the Line podcast. I'm your host, Zach McGinnis, and we have a clear signal ahead to begin this journey. One of the things we're taught pretty early in school to identify a story is who, what, where, when, and how. These identifiers hold true in the steam locomotive industry in every aspect, from restoring the engine to operations and to even crewing the locomotives. Today, I'm going to give you my background and what took me from being a fan of steam locomotives to working on these magnificent machines. My story starts in Montgomery, West Virginia, a small town that's located along the old Chesapeake and Ohio main line. It's about 30 miles east of Charleston, a very small community. Everyone knows everyone, and most people either worked in the coal mines or on the railroad. I come from a railroading family. My grandfather worked for the CNO for almost 40 years. I had an uncle who was an engineer and another uncle who worked in maintenance for the railroad. And growing up, that's just what our family knew, was railroading. And being in Montgomery, I was very lucky because that's where the annual New River trains came through and actually stopped eastbound and westbound for the locomotive to take water, and that locomotive was nickel plate 765. Tom and Liz Stevens, who were with the 765 from its early restoration, became friends with my grandfather and would let us ride some and always chat with us when the engine was sitting in town. Tom was one of the engineers on the 765, and I'll never forget, it was 1992, I had the chance to ride the 765 from St. Albans to Huntington, and it was the coolest thing I ever experienced in my life. It was dark. Tom was running. Kim Biesecker was firing. Left St. Albans, you know, getting ready to go up Scary Hill, and Tom opened the throttle wide open, and Tom was a little guy. He was probably 5'5", maybe. And I'll never forget watching Tom and throttle to the roof and him one hand on the throttle and blowing the whistle for crossings. And then this thunderstorm came and it was lightning really loud, or lightning and thundering. And the engine's just waking up the dead going up Scary Hill. And like I said, it was the coolest thing I ever experienced, but it was also scary as hell. And when we got to Huntington, I remember getting off the train and my knees still shaking from the rocking of the engine going back and forth. But that was just a highlight of my childhood and something I'll never, ever forget. As a kid growing up, the 765 was just the coolest thing ever. It was loud. It was powerful. It was big. So it just like made me gravitate towards it. Until 1991, when the NRHS convention was in Huntington, my grandfather took me down to see the Norfolk and Western 1218, and I was just blown away by that locomotive. I was lucky enough to get up to go up in the cab of the 1218, and the fireman showing me around, who I now know is Scott Merrill, giving me a history of everything and showing me how everything works. And I'll never forget, he opened the firebox door, and it just looked like an endless bed of fire. I've never seen anything like that as a kid. And it was just something that, again, it was so cool but so scary at the same time. So after the 91 convention, the 1218 has and still is my all-time favorite locomotive, as you could probably tell from our logo for the Steaming Along the Line podcast. And I always joke with everyone that the 1218 is my lottery project. So whenever I win the lottery, the 1218 will be running again for sure. So after 1994, steam quit running on the New River trips due to insurance premiums. The railroad didn't want steam anymore. The Huntington chapter still ran the New River trips, but they ran it with Amtrak equipment. And once I was old enough, I became involved with the Huntington chapter and would help them with their safety on the train, and still had the railroading bug in me. But then high school rolled along and trains weren't cool. My friends would ask if I was going to see Thomas the Tank Engine for the weekend. So then I got involved with sports And that just encompassed my life and kind of got away from the STEAM scene up until my mid-20s. I learned very quickly that college wasn't my thing after high school. So I put in with the railroad and put in with the fire department. And whichever would hire me first, I would take the job. Got hired by the fire department and loved it. Best job in the world. And one thing that worked really well with the fire department was our schedule. We were 24-1 and 48 off. So basically, I could take one shift off work and be off 5 days or work 10 days a month, however you want to look at it. So it was the best job in the world, and it gave me a chance to get back into the STEAM industry, which I'll go into now. It was in 2007. I was in Chicago area, and the Canadian Pacific 2816 was running trips. So thought it'd be cool to go take a ride on it. So rode from Franklin Park to Sturtevant, Wisconsin. And it was cool, seeing live STEAM again on the main line. And then on the way back from Sturtevant, we kind of got behind schedule and got into the commuter train schedule. So the 2816 just keeping up with the passenger schedules of the commuter trains just unleashed speed and power like I've never seen before. And that engine was hooked up right. It sounded like a machine gun rattling, going through these little towns back to Franklin Park. And then that just really got the STEAM bug back in my blood and made me want to pursue it more and see what was out there again. So after the 2816 trips, I was home and I just Google searched, what happened to the 765. I'd been out of it, wasn't keeping up with anything. And I saw that the Fort Wayne Railroad Historical Society had restored the locomotive for operation again. So I was like, man, that's awesome. That was my childhood engine. I loved it. So I just looked into how to get involved with it. Became a member of the Fort Wayne Railroad Historical Society and started volunteering with them. I would drive up once a month to Fort Wayne for a weekend and work on the locomotive and get to really get my hands dirty and learn how steam locomotives operate and how to maintain them, and became a member of the crew. And when we started running in 2009, again, I went out on the road with the engine on the crew. Started as a night watchman, learning how to maintain steam pressure, water in the boiler, would service the engine some at night for the morning crew and get the engine ready for the morning crew when they came in. In 2010, we took the 765 to the Cuyahoga Valley line near Akron, Ohio. We ran a lot of trips there. It was heavier trains, so to say. Little bit of grades. So I started student firing there, and which is basically learning how to fire the locomotive over the road, maintaining adequate water, maintaining adequate steam pressure, and just keeping it all balanced. So that was a really big learning experience for me, but it was also something that I was really proud of because this is the engine I grew up riding and watching, and now I'm getting to sit in the left-hand seat of it and fire it going over the railroad. For me personally, everything came full circle with the 765 in 2012. We were running on Norfolk Southern employee appreciation trips. We found out that we would be going to Williamson, West Virginia, which is my home state. Not New River territory, but it was still in West Virginia, so that was close enough for me to be in at home with the 765. I talked to Rich Melvin, who was our operations manager at that time, and I requested to fire some of the trips out of Williamson, and he understood the connection and put me on the schedule to be the fireman in the afternoon trips when we were running out of Williamson. So one thing I did with me is in my grip that I take on the locomotive with me has gloves, extra glasses, flashlights, rule books. I put a photo of my grandfather in there with me since, he is the guy who was responsible for me loving steam locomotives. And he passed away in 2001, so he wasn't able to see the 765 running in West Virginia again, or run again, period. So I had a picture of him, and I put it there in my grip in the fireman's seat with me on those trips. So, like I said, that's just when it all came full circle with me with the 765, and it was just something that means a lot to me, and I appreciate, you know, Rich putting me on the schedule to fire, my fellow crewmates understanding what the story was for me coming full circle, and can't thank Norfolk Southern enough for letting us have that opportunity to run the 765 on the main line in West Virginia again. While we were out on Norfolk Southern with the 765, I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman who a lot of people know in the steam industry, Mr. Bob Saxton. He was the Norfolk Southern Senior General Foreman of Steam during the 21st Century Steam Program. And I grew up watching videos of Bob on TV running the 611 or the 1218. So getting to work with Bob was kind of really cool. And this guy's just a wealth of railroad knowledge. I've never met a smarter steam guy or railroad guy in the world. He is just, you have a question, he's got an answer. And when he talks, you listen. So every chance I got on the trips, I would talk to Bob about things, and he took a liking to me and, you know, would rib me here and there and, you know, give me a hard time about things. But then he would also teach me a lot of things. And I still say this to the day that Bob Saxton has been one of my greatest mentors in the steam locomotive industry. So I was talking with Bob one day, and he was asking me, you know, about my travels to Fort Wayne and the distance it is and everything. And he said, you know, he said, there's going to be something coming here in a couple years, more than likely. And if you'd like to be a part of it, it'll be a lot closer to your home, and I can get you involved with it. And a couple years later, that project was Norfolk and Western 611. So Bob got me in touch with Scott Lindsay, who's the chief mechanical officer for the 611, and talked to Scott. Scott welcomed me aboard as a volunteer on the crew. When we started doing fundraising for the 611, we rode the Asheville trips, handing out brochures for fundraising to restore the 611. And Scott's another guy who, when he talks, you listen. He's been a career steam railroader for over 40 years, a mentor, and almost like a second father to me. So I really appreciate everything Scott has done for me and getting me involved in the steam industry. And we'll talk to Scott later on in another episode, and how I've become such a great friend with Scott and how he has mentored me and moving forward in the steam industry world. With his assistance. During the restoration of 611, I also started working part-time at the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad in Cumberland, Maryland, as a fireman on the 734. 734 was a 280 consolidation locomotive, and if you've never been to the Western Maryland to ride, it's a heck of a piece of railroad. It's scenic, it's level coming out of Cumberland, and then as soon as you leave Cumberland, it's all uphill to Frostburg. So that was a great experience of firing an engine going up a grade for a long, consistent period of time. The 734 was stoker-fired, but to qualify on it, we had to hand-fire it. So I learned to hand-fire the 734, and the engine was getting towards the end of its career. And sometimes we would have problems with the stoker. So I probably actually hand-fired the 734 up the mountain more than I stoker-fired it. But it was a great experience to work at the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad. Had some great co-workers there that I still are friends with today. And I wish them the best of what they're doing there now under new management. They're doing some amazing things. 1309 is going again. So nothing but best wishes to the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad. We'll go back to the 611. We started restoring the locomotive at the North Carolina Transportation Museum. Due to my fire department schedule, I could come down a few days out of the month during the restoration. We did a lot of boiler work, learned a lot about the 611, built in 1950, most modern steam locomotive ever built. And I learned very quick it's the Cadillac of steam locomotives. So got to work under Scott there, Tom Mayer, our general foreman, another great mentor. Appreciate everything Tom taught me. Gary Benzman was there assisting us. Learned a lot about boiler work from Gary. He's the if not best boiler man in the country. So, worked on 611, got it restored. And in 2015, we started operating it for Norfolk Southern and the Virginia Museum of Transportation. When we were running 611 on Norfolk Southern from 2015 to 2017, I was lucky enough to do everything from being a night watchman to being one of the firemen on some of the trips. It was just unreal, the opportunity given to do that, and some of it on Norfolk Southern Rail or ex-Norfolk and Western Rails, where the 611 ran in regular service. I can say I've been very blessed. I got to fire the engine up Blue Ridge grade. I've got to fire it up Christiansburg, which as an N&W steam fan, that's just the icing on the cake for me. So I can't thank all of our 611 crew members for helping me do all that. And just, we had an amazing team, still have an amazing team with the 611. And just, I've been given opportunities that I'll never forget. During the period of operating 611, Scott Lindsay, our chief mechanical officer, he also owns his own company, Steam Operations Corporation. Scott's a contractor who goes across the country assisting railroads, museums with their steam locomotives, everything from restoration to operations to consulting, project management. During the restoration of 611 and operations, Scott figured out my fire department schedule pretty easy. Like I said, it was pretty quick. And learn, 24 on, 48 off, take a day off, I get 5 days. So he asked if I would be interested in working for his company part-time. And of course, I jumped on that opportunity. So I worked and still work with Scott some, depending on his needs for the company. But I've been blessed to work on other steam locomotives that Scott has had as projects. I've got to go to Maryland. We worked on 1309 doing the boiler survey. New Hope Valley 17 tank engine in near Raleigh, North Carolina. Got to do the boiler survey on U.S. Sugar 148, as well as working on some other projects. But working part-time in the steam industry, being paid to do what I love, is just something that I'm very proud of. And I can't thank Scott and his company enough for giving me those opportunities as well. So with all that being said about me, what I want to do now is talk about the goals of the podcast and how I came up with this idea. I just really think that steam locomotives have such a following, and they mean so much to so many people nationwide, and even the history of steam locomotives in the United States that bridged this country together in 1869. I firmly believe without steam locomotives during World War II, we wouldn't have done as good as we did. So it's just, they're the closest thing to a living human being without them living. We have to feed them, clean them, maintain them. If you don't maintain them right, it's just like your body. If you don't do it right, it's going to come back and haunt you in some way. So it's just, steam is just such a cool thing. The friendships from it, seeing people's eyes light up when a steam locomotive comes to town for display or exhibit. But then also seeing one, being on one, going through a town, throttle wide open, blowing the whistle for crossings, kids' eyes as big as can be, and knowing I was one of those kids one day, or back in the day, that's a part that I want to keep going for the next generation of kids. Because without the next generation, these things are going to die point blank. I spoke of my connections and friendships throughout the steam locomotive industry. So moving forward on our podcast, we plan on interviewing some of the topmost steam experts in the country and the locomotives or experiences they have. So please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe to us on YouTube. The more people we can reach out with this podcast, the more we can teach the world what steam locomotives are. So I need your help with that. We need your help. The industry needs your help. So please follow us on all of our social media channels. Again, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And let's spread the word of what steam can do for everyone. I've also learned that running a podcast is not as easy as I thought it was. So it costs some things to do. If you'd like to be a sponsor for an episode on our podcast, we have that available. If you'd like to run an ad on this podcast, we have that option available. Or if you would just like to donate to keep this podcast going, we have that option available. And all of those options are available on our website, www.steamingalongtheline.com. There's links on there where you can watch our episodes as we upload them. You can sponsor an episode. You can donate to the calls. You can run an ad in an episode. So, again, check out our website, www.steamingalongtheline.com. If you do a post about us, hashtag us, Steaming Along the Line. Tag us in anything on our social media channels that you might post. We'd love to share this this project with everyone nationwide, worldwide, hopefully one day. So just follow us, subscribe, tag us, look at our webpage, and let's steam along the line going forward. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in for this inaugural episode of Steaming Along the Line. I hope everyone enjoyed it, and we look forward to bringing you more episodes of technical content, video, never before seen video, and insight into the steam locomotive industry in our country. So again, thank you, and we hope everyone has a blessed day.